Some good news on the pandemic about global cooperation. We've heard it so many times now. Testing is key for getting life back to normal or close to normal. It's pretty simple to do, actually. You need kits, labs, and personnel. Nevada is getting some help ramping up their testing capacity from the United Arab Emirates, thousands of miles away in the Persian Gulf. The world's Shirin Jafari has more.
In late March, Jim Warren, the head of Nevada's coronavirus task force, hopped on a phone call.
So on the call was the scientist that runs the lab at UMC. It was the chief administrative officer of UMC.
UMC is the University Medical Center of Southern Nevada, a government-run hospital in Las Vegas. Also on the call, a couple of doctors and people from G42. It's an artificial intelligence company based in the UAE.
The conversation was about how to create a health infrastructure to reopen large scale facilities like arenas and stadiums, convention centers.
You know, the kind of things that Las Vegas is known for.
When they asked UMC how many tests are they doing a day at this lab that UMC had, and they said, well, we're doing 100 tests a day, there was a stunned silence for about 30 seconds.
Warren says it was clear to the people on the call that Las Vegas was not ready to reopen. The city's testing capacity was entirely inadequate. Now, back to the UAE connection. How did the head of Nevada's coronavirus task force end up on a phone call with an Emirati company in the first place?
When you say Vegas, you're saying love.
Here's the backstory. Before heading the coronavirus task force, Jim Moran was chief executive at MGM, the hotel and casino giant.
The Foxwoods, get a clue. So come.
For 22 years, Moran worked for the company, and he says he made connections with business leaders all over, including some in the UAE.
The UAE and Las Vegas have a shared history that goes back a couple decades.
And it adds up to billions of dollars in investment. MGM is building resorts in the UAE, and the Emiratis have invested big bucks in Las Vegas. That's why when the pandemic hit earlier this year, the UAE was concerned about the city's reopening too. In mid-April, the company G42 donated 200,000 coronavirus test kits and other medical supplies to Nevada. Estimated cost, around $20 million.
They were shipped on dry ice because they have to stay at a certain temperature. And they were received at the airport in refrigerated trucks.
The UAE is expanding its global humanitarian reach, says Emma Soubrier. She's a researcher at the Arab Gulf States Institute in Washington.
And for the UAE, it has been specifically important in their soft power strategy.
Since the pandemic hit, Soubrier says, the UAE has sent help to dozens of countries.
European countries such as Greece, Belarus, Montenegro, Romania, Albania.
At home, the UAE has done well when it comes to testing and contact tracing. But the country has also faced some scrutiny over the way it treats its thousands of migrant workers. Many of them live in overcrowded camps with poor sanitation. Still, for Brian Labus, who teaches at University of Nevada, Las Vegas School of Public Health, more tests mean better chances at controlling the coronavirus outbreak.
Any way we can get more kits is going to make testing easier for our population. So wherever those kits can come from will absolutely help our ability to understand what is happening here in Las Vegas.
States like Nevada are scrambling to recover from the coronavirus, says Jeffrey Levy. He teaches at George Washington University's School of Public Health.
So the way we should be dealing with the pandemic is that the federal government leads, and the federal government has failed in that and failed in it dramatically.
Meanwhile, Las Vegas is on track to reopen next week.
The world has changed, and Vegas is changing with it.
This ad was put out by the city's Convention and Visitors Authority. Public health expert Brian Labus in Las Vegas says he'll be watching closely what comes next.
The challenge is it takes time for people to get sick and get tested and show up in our data. So it will be some time before we know what the true effects of these openings are.
For the world, I'm Shirin Jafari.